Kyle Bass calls editor of China's Global Times a disgrace to humanity. By John Carney on February 9, 2020. Hedge fund manager Kyle Bass counterpunched after the editor of China's Communist Party mouthpiece Global Times suggested that U.S. aid in fighting the coronavirus outbreak is belated. Bass has become in recent years one of the U.S.'s most stalwart private sector critics of the Chinese government. His firm exited positions betting against China's currency last year in part to avoid questions about whether his criticisms of China were driven by self-interest. "I don't have a vested interest in China's currency anymore," Bass told Bloomberg Television in an interview in May. "I think this is such an important moment in time for U.S. national security that all the work that I've done over the last 7 years is moving more into the political sphere than the financial sphere." The latest skirmish began when Hu Zijin, the editor-in-chief of the Global Times, said on Twitter that U.S. aid to China was belated. "This is a line that has been taken by a number of hardliners in China despite statements from U.S. officials that they have been offering aid to China since early January." U.S. officials have so far remained silent in the face of this ongoing criticism from Chinese officials, suggesting that they would rather risk the rest of the world believe this Chinese accusation than offend Chinese officials by directly confronting them. Bass reacted angrily to Hu's tweet. "We should take our supplies and go back home. Let the Chinese virus rampage through the ranks of the GT and the rest of the Communist Party," Bass tweeted in response. He later deleted that tweet. In an email to Bloomberg News, Bass said that he deleted the tweet because it was too harsh for the rank and file of the Global Times. But when Hu demanded he apologize for his comment, Bass refused to back down.